everybody, welcome to the Bookshelf and Beyond. My name is Harjus, and in this show, I'll be discussing books to everything else. I don't think in a week I probably didn't release an episode, and I'm really sorry about that. I've been trying to find, like, a good book to talk about, but I couldn't find any good books. But, well, I did read some books, but, like, you know, what was I gonna say? Anyway, it's been sorry about that. It's been a bit busy, and I'll just talk about the books I read over that time. So don't wait, like, every Sunday, but, like, just, like, do that notification thing that gives you notifications every time I post a video. So yeah, does that have that there? I think so. Anyway, if it doesn't, then just like check randomly, I guess. I have allergies every time the season changes. So I did read a few books. Middle School was good. Daisy's good. Sukumani was good. I asked her if she wanted to do an episode. She was like, no. But I'm sure she'll do one afterwards. I know you guys like her. I don't know if I've been getting any viewers recently. I don't know about, like, last episode. I feel like my family watches, but I don't know if I know anybody else who watches it. I'll check afterwards. So right now I'm doing this thing for a fall bookmark contest. Oh, did I remember last episode when I told you I was gonna audition for a musical? Well, I got a part. I got a townsperson, but, like, surprisingly, they have so many parts. Like, I have to sing so many songs, and it's a junior play. So, like, they're, like, added different songs to it. So, yeah, it's been really fun, but, like, there's going to be so many, so many practices all the way till November, so where the performance is. So, it's been pretty good. I've been doing, did I tell you that I got into skateboarding? Well, if I forgot last time, I did, and it's been really fun. I also, for my birthday, my mom got me this like year-long subscription box to, like, the Vibe Alley box, and it's really good. I got this mood mist, this pencil box, these stickers, these pencils, this whole, like, little, there's, like, this little book, and it's, like, all, like, sticky notes you can put. I got this Beach Waves Ocean Hair Texturizer, sea salt and mango cream. I think it says, like, it makes your hair wavy or something. So yeah, what else did I get? I got this, like, Stanley thing. It's like a Vibe Sally Stanley, and it's like Believe in Yourself over there, and it's like light pink. It's really pretty. And I got this, like, gel, what's this, those things that you, like, put in the water, and then they make those little balls and you put your feet in there. It's like rose water thing. I have to use this sometimes, I guess. I already hate middle school. I started going home, but my mom got a new, like, my mom says now I have to go to, like, do a bus. So yeah, so now I have to go do bus, and I hate bus. Anyway, so I have to, like, it doesn't drop you off, like, right, like, near your house. Like, you have to, like, drops you off a while, like, away, like, a certain stops, and you have to walk all the way to your house. So, yeah, yeah, that's what I think there was, like, this environmental club that was there, too, but I got so busy with the musical that I forgot to go, and it was, like, I was scared because I didn't know if there would just be, like, kids bigger than me there. And it was, like, I didn't know where it was. It was supposed to be, like, this hallway, and I never heard of it before. So, yeah. The teachers are pretty nice. The library is so good. One of the books I got, two of the books I got from there, the ones that I've been reading, I got that I read this. I didn't really read any good book, new books, except I got 3 books from the library. 2 of them I read this week. So the first one is Love Maybe, and it's about this girl who doesn't believe in love because her dad left her and her stepdad left her, and now her mom, so her dad left her and her stepdad left her. So she doesn't really believe in love, and like her friends really want her, want the plan, and they're trying to, like, because her birthday's on Valentine's Day, and they want to, like, have boyfriends by then, I think. Yeah, and so, like, they kind of do the plan, and, like, something happens, then she becomes a boy, they all become, have boyfriends, like, where they're, like with people that are actually good and stuff. She becomes, with her, like, one of her best friends and stuff, and she makes these, like, little, so, because she doesn't believe in love, she, like, works at this candy store, but she hates candy, and, like, she makes these little hearts. They say, like, you're the worst, like, go away and stuff for Valentine's Day. So, yeah, that's that first book I read. She was pretty happy in the end. They, like, try to make this potion and make candy out of them to give it to the people that they liked. And then they would, like, they would, so then they could have boyfriends. Well, the people that are now their boyfriends actually ate them. And the people who, like, they gave them to before, like, she started dating this most popular boy there because she gave him the candy, so I guess it does work. Anywho, then there's that other one I did. It's like Dune or something, like, that's the name of the magical fairy tale kingdom. Do not read this book. Well, if you want, you can, but I feel like I really don't like it. It's just like, if you can understand what I mean, it's, well, on the thing it said, so she, like, starts seeing a mysterious boy around, like, Scotland boy and stuff. What are those things they wear, like, in a kilt or something? What are those things they called? I don't know. And then, like, she goes to the magical fairy world with her friend, and, like, they defeat witches, but, like, it's like a full-on drama romance novel. I just wanted a carefree fantasy novel, but once I start reading a book, I can't finish it, so I had to read through it, even if it was bad. Right now, I'm supposed to make. It was like. So it's like this, like, she seems like this. She sees this, like, this boy in a kilt or something. Everywhere, like, when times are hard for her, like, when her, somebody dumped her, and when her mom, made her homeless, he was always there, like, it's okay, lass, I'm here for you, and then he vanishes, and it's like, his handkerchief floats towards her, and it says, Jamie McCrae. She's like, Jamie, and her best friend thinks she's crazy, and then her best friend, like, invites her to, like, go to Scotland, because she, like, inherited her, like, aunt's house, and, so she's like, yeah, I'll go, and, like, they go, and then they find the magical fairy tale world under the bridge of Dune and stuff, and, like, that means, like, because he called out to her, that means a calling, so, like, their souls are destined to be, but, like, when she meets him, like, he acts like he doesn't even know her, even though he got called to her, too, like, you know, and, like, he's, like, being, like, a jerk, and then, like, they fall in love, and, like, he falls in love with somebody else, and, like, it's, like, and then, like, her friend, like, falls in love with the other person who called to her when she was, like, 6. And, like, it's all crazy. And some parts, I wish I, well, that certain part I removed from my memory permanently. I just remember there's a certain part that I really did not like. So I removed it from my memory. What I did was pinch my forehead and flick my finger. Pinch my forehead, flick my finger. Taking the memory out, you know? Let me stop doing that so I can leave some memory in there. So, yeah. So I recommend, even if you think it's interesting, you can read it, but because I can't like control what you do, I will warn you, I really don't like it, especially one part. Well, it would be good. I would recommend it, kind of, if that one part wasn't there. So yeah, and then there's like this witch who like haunted Dune, and that's why they became into the fairy tale world. And like she like tries to capture, and she's like, I'm the queen of Dune. And then they were like get married or something, but like her friend like stays in the mortal world, and she's like, oh my god, that guy that like his brother, the one that like she liked, she's like, oh my god, he called me when I was six. Why did I leave? And stuff. And then it ends, you know? So I don't really like it, but if you think it's interesting, you can read it. It's called Dune. And like the cover, it's like her, it's like this girl with like looking behind her shoulder and a red dress on a bridge, like with hills and like a castle on a top hill, like a little castle. Then there's like fog all around her, and she's like, yeah, like that. Oh my gosh, I still haven't. I'm trying to make the bookmark. I got just so distracted by talking. I forgot to draw it. It's like this fall bookmark contest. So classes have been good. I think math is the only one we have homework in. It's really weird. I thought we would like have loads of homework. Everybody always complains about having so much homework. But like I only have homework in math, and it's so easy. And then science, we just write in her textbooks. Every science class, she's like, write in page 41 to 49. And then we write. And she's like, if you're not done, take it home. And that's the whole thing we do. Sometimes we have experiments, but they're not like really like and stuff. And nobody like listens and stuff. And we don't really get it done and stuff. It's just like put the stuff in the cup, take it out, record your observations. I want to do something nice. And then we have social studies. I really like the social studies teacher. She's really nice. So we were learning about religions, and they didn't have my religion in there, and I emailed her about it, like, and then she was like, okay, like, and then, like, I'll recommend it. I'll tell the people of the school district I'm in to, like, add it to the curriculum. My mom made sure that to not, like, mention specific names, school, people. So I'm trying my best. I hope I don't accidentally mention a name in there, because, like, yeah. And I'm not the hard. If you're from my school, I'm not the hardest core, even though there's one hardest core in the entire school. I'm not the one you're thinking of. I'm all the way somewhere else. If there's somebody from my school there. Lunch is pretty good. We have houses, and we can like move houses, but like one time, like I think I moved. I don't know. I just well, what did I say? And like they pick how they have houses, like go outside. They sell ice cream every Friday, so which is really cool. But my mom says I can't like have ice cream or milk, chocolate milk or regular milk the every time. So I can only have like ice cream. So I can either have chocolate milk, cookie, ice cream each semester. So I already ate ice cream, and I kind of got a cookie this semester. So I can't have anything else, which is hard because everybody's eating ice cream around you and you can't get it. And the next semester, I'll probably get chocolate milk. And then the next semester, so there's four, I don't know, semesters, I don't know. So I already got ice cream, chocolate milk, because I haven't had chocolate milk for a year. And then ice cream, maybe? And then I have Future Ready, which is really cool. And I just like we have to like, do math and stuff, but like without like my teacher's like really okay if you just do anything. She doesn't really care, you know. It's really cool. I just like finish all my stuff and then just do free time, you know, relax, write a book, you know. And then we have PE. I hate workout Wednesdays, but we have like these walking Mondays, which is fun. And Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we just play games, which I love it. Something really embarrassing happened to me. So we were playing like this game, like it's like. Like, there's one soccer ball for a girl and one soccer ball for a boy. And we have two teams and five girl, five boy on each team. If you score into each other's point, the boys score into the thing the girls have to go up to. But there was, like, so little boys. They're all in pre-athletics that, like, they got to stay the whole time. So they started and he did the buzzer. And it's really, really loud. And everybody started playing. So I was kicking the ball, the girl's ball, and this girl suddenly ran away that was helping me on my team. And then I kicked the ball, and somebody got it to me, put it in the right place where you do when you start. I was like, wait, the boy did it? And I was like, no, that's my ball. I was supposed to kick it. So I kicked it, and somebody moved out of the way. And I look behind me, I was like, team, why aren't you helping me? And they're like, they're all staring at me. And you know when she moved, the buzzer sounded so loud that I'm supposed to go to the bleachers because my team lost. And I didn't. And he got the ball from me and put it into the right place. And I just kicked it again. I felt so embarrassed. And the guy was like, go back to the bleachers. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he like, did an entire lecture of like, when the buzzer sounds, you're supposed to do this. And he was like, God. And I'm like, come on. And it was really embarrassing. So yeah, that was embarrassing. Let's see, what else? What's my other class? Oh, a reading is fun. We just, like, we listen to an audiobook and then we write about it. And we have, like, this reading thing and stuff, and we read and write about stuff. Let's see. Reading has two periods, and then it's theater. Hello? Oh, God. Thank you. Where did my pencil go? There it is. Sorry, I accidentally said somebody's name when I was trying to talk about theater. Two people's name. A lot of people's names, actually. So theater's fun. We do lip syncs and we make masks and stuff. I think now we're going to do like a mime performance and stuff. I don't know. So yeah, it's fun. There's nothing really else. I made some friends. Yeah, kind of. I hope so. Yeah, I don't feel like I have anything else to say. How long has it been again? 16 minutes. Safari. So yeah. How's your guys' life going? I'm just pretend. Oh my God. I don't know what to say. You guys could, I'm gonna just like, that's when I said uh-huh, that was like, okay, yeah, because you're supposed to say something, you're supposed to say good and stuff. I don't know what I'm rambling on about. Anyway, I think that should be good. Well, that's it for the Bookshelf and Beyond. My name is Harjus, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Okay, go over here, then press stop. Was it the red circle or the black? Oh, stop. There we go. Black square.